show us where the bad men touched you, Drake.
Am I impressed by these noodles?
Making it a night of some trough liquor?
What are the grenade ranges?
So, we are gathered here today to present this group in Holy Space Adventure.
Praise be.
Alright, so another session of Traveler, the last we set off. The crew had recovered the ship, had some mechanical difficulties, came across a monitor and a tugboat that had been installed, boarded it to try and find some parts to fix their own ship, and discovered a Vargr cooking in the kitchen because he thought it was going to be his last meal, because him and his crew fought off some pirates, but all of his crew were dead, and the pirates were going to be coming back.
Last Vargr standing.
You guys got together, helped him out. The pirates came back, were able to fight them off, and now you're going to make an arrangement to go to Kallus with him because your jump drive doesn't work and his does, and you're able to just park your ship inside the asteroid monitor ship, and he's cutting you in on his partners, his dead partners' cut of the job.
Free loot!
So you arrive in Kallus. Kallus is a planet that is 4/5 water. There are a couple of large land masses, and there's tons of islands. There's like some of the islands are pretty big, but they're more the long strip kind of islands. The air is very thin here. People who have not grown up here their whole lives typically have to wear breathers, and some people who even have lived here for a long time still have to wear masks and carry air supplies with them. It's very difficult to be active. Like if you walked a short distance, like if you walked a mile, just a casual mile, flat ground, not uphill or something, you would feel super out of breath by the time you were at the end of it.
What a perfect resort world where I don't have to talk to anybody because there's not enough air. Beautiful beach, I know. Sorry, not enough air to respond.
Great. You guys know a little bit about Kallus. It's been kind of a big deal that Kallus, which has been part of this barony for a while in this unaffiliated system, okay, recently declared for, by recently, like in the last 10 years, declared for the consortium. And that's one of the reasons they were bringing this asteroid monitor here. It was an official consortium naval vessel.
Oh,
which
boy.
Which you don't see too much out here on the rim. Drix, you've heard that there's a big scout presence out here. You don't really know the details because you've never really served in this area. And, you know, we don't know everything about every little base that's around. But, you know, there's a scout base out here.
So these are the people that are in the rear with the gear? Or is this like frontier land?
What do you mean?
Well, so they've just called for, or they just declared for the consortium. So I guess they're coming into all the great stuff about being part of the consortium. But is that because they're like a border world? Like, are we near the Aslans?
Yeah. So right here, oh no, we're not near that.
No.
At all. No. That was a whole different
thing. Okay.
Whole different area of space.
Okay.
Which was kind of weird why you were so close to this space. Mm. You were close to, that was the Trojan Reach. They're near that Trojan Reach.
Okay.
And you were on the edges. You were kind of in between the Trojan Reach and the Spinward Marches, which is where you were found. And Yaz's ship was going into the Spinward Marches, so they just brought you with them.
Okay.
So Kallus is in an area that is unaffiliated, and they are in the middle of a line of solar systems that connect the Gleason sector, which is Consortium, with the sisters, the Five Sisters section, which is where you guys were all living. And it's just, they're right smack in the middle of that, and they have a couple of worlds that they've colonized in that line. So it's called a jump one line, which means if those systems weren't there, you wouldn't be able to jump from one section to the other. If you have a jump one ship, you can go You can shortcut across from Gleason to Sisters, because there's this big area in the middle that the consortium doesn't control.
Now, I certainly understand that I have astrogation one, but when I look at the star map, it just looks like a bunch of dots in a hexagram map. So I think that's where we get a little bit of that suspense of disbelief, right? Astrogation. Jeez.
Yes.
Where are we going? To that one other dot over there.
Yes.
How are we going to get there? I don't know. The computer will tell us.
Press the go button.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, the go button.
Press the button. Flying through space ain't like dust and crops.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, and everything is flat also.
That's right.
The universe is flat. So Lawrence will tell you that Kallus is a extremely dangerous place. If you're on the surface, there's police forces and stuff. There's just a buttload of crime. And there's quite a bit of violent crime, and everybody's favorite targets are off-worlders.
Oh, goody.
Great.
I'm glad I got a pistol.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's low law. People do walk around armed. Not typically, you know, they don't walk around with bandoliers and machine guns and stuff strapped to their backs. Usually a sidearm. It's not uncommon to see a visual sidearm, but there's almost always somebody's got. Be prepared for somebody to be armed even if they don't look armed.
Okay.
Bring the knife.
Tell you.
Yeah.
They have a Class B starport. There's a upper and lower port. The upper port is the spaceport, the port that's actually in space, which is where he is taking the ship. And I don't know if I brought... I think those notes are in this notebook. But anyway, the tug. He's pulling the tug in and the monitor into the upper port, and then the lower port is down on the surface. So there's one... The largest surface port is... they have three surface ports. The largest is in the capital city of Clarence, and the other two are in different places around the world.
Clarence on Kallus.
Yep.
With Lawrence.
Yeah.
So am I going to have to move the ship, or can we keep it parked in the monitor?
Well, they're going to want the monitor, so...
No, we're going to have to get a... We're going to have to get a berth.
Yeah.
So,
So you find the... You pull up, you see the space station. The space station is shaped like this.
Oh, it's very space station-y.
It is.
Almost like a giant boppet in space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's humongous. It's like one of the biggest space stations you've ever seen.
Ooh.
Most of them usually have just the one ring where everybody docks, but this one you can see it's got the double rings. It's got this kind of like bubble in the middle of it. It's just there's hundreds of ships that are parked here.
I want to roll to be amazed.
Okay, sure.
That's a 9.
You're not amazed.
I'm not amazed.
No.
Oh, I'm bitter about the world. I've seen things, man. So in this look of this awesome giant floating platform, Drix, not impressed. Just getting through the motions. I just want to birth this baby. That's what I want.
Drix is born on a Consortium Independence Day.
Listen, if I had shades, I'd be wearing them right now.
So you, Lawrence, pull the ship in. He docks at one of the rings. And he says, all right, I'm going to go and make the report. So you guys, it took you like a couple more weeks to get here.
Okay.
What do you think you did during that time? Did you do any studying? Did you clean that ship? Lawrence was disgusted with the kitchen, so he cleaned the hell out of it.
Ooh, nice.
He spent 2 weeks like cleaning the hell out of it. And telling Pernicky to teach your dog not to shit in the kitchen.
So I was working on training, because, yeah.
And where is the dog shitting and pissing?
Yeah, we're going to have a designated spot.
Prior to that,
for that,
it was doing it wherever it wanted.
Yeah, like have like a little grassy section.
Where are we going to get the grass?
For that, you know?
Maybe a sandbox.
There's right. Curb turds all over the ship.
I guess I'd spend maybe a couple days complaining about that.
Yeah. So I'll definitely that time be working on training All her right. and studying and I guess cleaning as well because
fixing the
this
ship.
This is our ship now.
Fixing right. the ship.
So you said 2 weeks?
Yeah.
All right. I want to split that time: a week of cleaning, a week of studying.
All right. So just mark down a week of study for whatever subject you're studying. You can't have more than 3 points in anything. So she's appropriately. There's actually a limit on how many skills you can have, period, but I haven't looked that up yet.
Yeah. Why? We'll get that.
Yeah. I'll do that at some other time. All right. So you guys are in Collis. You're in this Class B starport, which means you can kind of get anything you want. And it's not just a starport. It's like a place where people live and work. There's shops.
It's very large.
Companies, yeah. It's just
we're not even going on the. We're not on the planet
city.
Then.
You're not even on the planet.
Not even on the planet.
Nope.
Wow. Still not impressed.
Why we're not surprised?
Yeah.
On your trip, Lawrence also writes up a report, asks you guys for your input for what happened. You guys tell him everything that happened. You want to omit anything?
Who's this report going to?
It's going to his boss. It's going to the scout service leaders, and it's going to the...
Say no more. Drix bloviates on everything. We literally saved that entire village from that volcano, from the pirate invasion that was coming out, like stars for everybody.
All right.
Years of making you all sound like you... Even as a team, single-handedly saved the planet and the consortium. Thank you for your service.
Okay.
Right on. I'll take it.
All right. Sounds great.
Sure, so, they kicked me out of university, but I know my way around some reports.
Well, technically, you never made it into the university.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Lawrence is off to make his report and hopefully get your guys' money. Some authorities show up. Pick up the bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Who
handled the bodies?
Those were on the...
On the monitor.
Yeah, those were on the monitor.
Oh, so that was Lawrence's problem.
And, he just left them there. He didn't care. he took care of his buddies. He put them in the fridge so they would keep...
They're dead. What do they need them for anyway?
Hey, there you go. All right. Space law.
They tell you you got 2 days to move your boat off the... Move your ship off the boat.
We got 2 days. Hey, everyone, we have 2 days. Let's
see. And then you'll have to find a berth. Find a berthing and pay for a berthing on your own.
Perfect.
All right. You have to come into a central processing area for customs. There is a 30-day quarantine on any pets. So you cannot bring Kimmy onto the space station at this time.
So Kimmy's on the doghouse. Pooping wherever she wants
the
to poop.
The doghouse.
The doghouse, my apologies.
The doghouse.
Yep. That's right. We put that the in the IFF. It sticks.
What are you guys taking with you onto the space station? Space station is not low level. You cannot walk around.
So we're not expected armed. To come armed. So I guess I would leave my... Can I bring my knife? Can I bring my dagger?
Yes.
All right. So if I can't bring my guns, I at least have my dagger and a little I guess... Our money's electronic, right? So
yeah, I mean, I always have my money varies from place to place how it is. And just because it's electronic doesn't mean what you have in one bank on one side of the galaxy is on the other.
I have money in the first consortium bank doesn't mean the second consortium bank is going to abide by it.
Yeah, banks. Or that they have that record. Records get transferred, but, it takes a long time. Plus side. Cost is hard for the consortium. They take consortium bucks.
Ooh.
All right.
And it's Class B, right? I mean, Class A is the biggest.
Yeah.
But Class B.
Yeah.
Never seen bigger.
Yeah. Class A is not nearly size. It's their services they can provide.
Oh, okay.
Like, this place can do up to, jump 4 repairs, I think.
Ooh.
So if you have a jump drive that's bigger than jump 4, you wouldn't be able to get a repair here.
Which we most certainly don't.
Which you do not.
What are we, jump 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
All right, and outside the spaceport, or outside customs, there is They don't have an X-boat here, but they have, like, the same thing that goes between the edge of the Glisten and the Five Sisters world, just going back and forth.
Okay.
And there's regular, you know, businesses, like commuters and stuff like that, supply ships and whatever. So there's schedules for all the companies that provide shuttle services throughout the solar system, up and down to the planet. And then there's another list, which is all the ships that are docked there. And these are like on monitors, like at the airport or whatever. The docking list is not quite as accurate because, you know, they can leave and come and go anytime you want. But you're supposed to, you know, file flight plans and get places to dock and whatever. So, you know, if you just wanted to see who was in port, what ships were in port, you can just also look at that list too.
Well, have we been out of contact kind of with the greater world?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then I would say I would definitely want to, if there's any repairs that we couldn't do on the ship, I'd like to get that covered. And I'm interested in what you two want to do with your 2 days.
I say definitely do not get as drunk as you did on the other stations that we've been on.
No trough liquor.
Whoa. I asked what you wanted to do, not what you were telling me not to do. Trix continued unimpressed.
What is on the space station for us to occupy ourselves with for 2 days?
Everything. Yep.
Everything.
Movie theaters, miniature golf, brothels, stores.
And for those listening at home, those are houses of ill repute.
Yes.
Ill repute. Where a gnome can get their consortium washed.
That's right. You can find yourself some pro skirts.
These pipes are clean.
Are clean. Exactly what you want to be a corporate shill.
Yeah.
Right?
For only $2 a month.
Only $2 a month. You too can be in a house of ill repute.
Right?
Yeah, there you go. Good plug. Man, I'm really liking this Class B lifestyle.
Oh, boy.
So like we were saying.
I will not be in the house.
So no trough liquor, no bordellos. All right, so we know what Pernicky doesn't want to do.
Yes.
Well, I think...
you've all been cooped up far too long.
I know.
On this ship, you have all this choice and you don't know what to do.
Well, I'm going to go find myself a still. If I got 2 days to kill, I'm going to go find myself a still.
Nice.
Okay.
I mean, why go back? Why go all the way back home to get mine when I can just get one here?
You try a little local brew?
I think you need to get parts to build a still.
Okay.
A still is made of parts.
All right. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think nobody's selling a still.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Drix is always for Yaw's making a still on the doghouse.
Right.
We can have some doghouse brew. You know what? I wanted to spend 2 days coming here talking about that with Yaw's. Yaz, tell me about this local brew stuff.
Oh, God.
Okay. So Yaz is shopping. Is anybody going to go with Yaz?
Do I have a shopping list for the ship? Is there anything that, you know, I would like to fix? I mean, of course, it's easy to say I want the best ship ever.
You need a new mattress.
I do need a new mattress. Yeah. You know what? We need to make the ship a little bit more homely. It's yes. clean, sure, but it's
right.
empty.
Yeah, so a new mattress. Maybe something so that Kimmy doesn't make... as I'm still training her, but so that she has somewhere her own bed and then somewhere to
You're right.
go to the bathroom in.
There we go. So we're going shopping for Kimmy.
Yeah.
And we're going shopping for ourselves.
And a new mattress.
All right, so I want to go to the Space Bed Bath and Beyond.
All right. So you're going to just get basic housekeeping equipment.
Yeah.
Mattresses, some nice drapes for the windows. You know, I'm sure we're going to need some toiletry.
Your
items.
Only windows are the ones you look out when you're on the bridge.
Well, what are those little?
So maybe some
those
art
little
drape, or something. How about
a little
some
art?
Little
yeah,
art
there you go.
The,
That's right.
So it's just not
All right, so you want some cleaning gear.
So stale, you're right.
Some cleaning gear, a doggy bed.
And some type of, I don't know, we have to come with some, maybe, I don't know if a...
God, we need food and provisions. We need a general store.
Some type, like those grass mats, like those plasticky okay. grass mats or something that the little dogs go to bath in, but a bigger
people
one.
Put on their balconies and stuff like that.
Right, right.
What's the equivalent of the consortium's big box store? I should say, what is the consortium's big box store? And is there a branch on this station?
The Gnomes Club.
Is there the Gnomes Club? Let's go to the Gnomes Club. We go to the Gnomes Club.
You can find...
Hi, welcome to the Gnomes Club. I love you.
Help you find anything today?
All right, you guys find...
Find some bell art. That would be wonderful.
Some bell art. I'd like
it.
So you guys find everything you need. So you want stuff to clean up with. You want new bedding. You want a doggy bed. You want a place for doggy to poop. Feel like
we
he's
need
more,
to get a new bowl,
feel
too.
Like he's new home. A new bowl. You want any, like, books or...
Maybe we should get some, like, games and stuff,
oh
too.
My.
Like, when we're...
God, we are doing a hardcore shop, and Drix is in.
If you guys...
Games, books.
Restock the ship's library, which can consist of real books and electronic books and whatever.
And who
that gives
books?
You a plus one to your rolls when you're making your roll to see if you're studying worked.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm all about plus ones.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go down a timer shopping list, so let's just say you spend 4K. And
we found a beautiful picture of some bells, a bell display.
Oh,
yeah.
Hang up.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Did I find my steel parts?
Yeah, you got your steel parts,
okay, cool.
Everything, 4K.
4K.
And if, as long as it's, as long as you don't say you pull something out that sounds unreasonable, just kind of assume you got it.
Oh, with the that ship hold feature they have, where I mean, as long as it's general goods, our ship has it.
Oh, the tool.
Yeah,
you
want to
restock the workshop?
Yeah, I guess that would be it because that's really everything we need. So, like in the rule book, they have that kind of general all purpose, like the rebreathers. Or the respirators, or a knife.
Yeah, we do need to get all those. And you know what? We need to get some... I want to get some masks and stuff for our two new companions. Masks. Yeah.
Oh, masks.
Yeah, like respirators and things like that.
Okay.
Because we have three. I got three to have.
You
want to
go for the dog?
Us. Yeah. Why not?
I mean,
she'll come on adventures.
She is our
too.
Space veterinarian. All right.
That's a specialty item that's going to cost you like 500 credits.
Okay.
Ooh.
And drop another 3 grand to outfit the workshop. That's what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that way we're going to have this ship. We're going to have, at least 10 more weeks out before we get to Flammarion, right? So let's just make sure that, I mean, as long as we're not getting attacked by something special, I mean, we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Remember, you're out of sandcasters.
Oh God, you're right. Oh my gosh.
That's not something you can just buy, though. You gotta go to Scout Service to get that.
Ooh.
If you want to replace that.
Well, I would. Well, wouldn't hurt to stop off at the Scout Service. I mean, I have to put out a message. We've been out of contact for weeks, so I guess after the shopping, or if you have, if Pernicky has to go to some specialty shop. If she doesn't need me, then I could go check in at the Scout Service.
All right.
Y'all, does it sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would you like to go with, if anyone? Or are you going to go back and start brewing?
Oh.
Or drinking?
Well, we got to take the stuff. I'm assuming we've already taken the stuff back to the ship.
We've done our big shopping montage.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much takes you the day.
I think I'm gonna stay there and build my still.
Nice.
All right.
So an all-day shopathon?
Where are you going to build it?
In the cargo bay.
Okay.
Yeah?
Maybe the workshop.
Well, there's not enough room in a workshop for a still.
Very small workshop.
That's pretty big. It's a pretty big ship. It's not a tiny ship.
Well, we already have Kimmy's little spot probably in the cargo hold, right?
Yeah.
So we have a little Kimmy corner. And now we have a Yaz corner.
Next to the beer.
Next to the beer.
Well, I mean...
I picture Kimmy sleeping in one of the rooms.
Well,
yeah.
I could...
Yeah. Yeah.
If we don't have
the,
any...
the peon could also be in the bathroom area for
if
us
we,
as well.
If we don't have any probe drones, I can build it where they keep the probe drones.
Okay.
On the main deck.
That's right. Oh, launch the probes. No, not 2-4. That's my still. Oh, no. You're going to build it in a tube.
Carry less probes.
This is a probe IPA.
So our shopping excursion split three ways is $2,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's skip to the next day. Unless you guys want to do something naughty that night.
I do.
Well, Yaz does. When I want to go to scout service, check in, let them know where we're at, and see if I, like, have any messages or anything.
Okay.
If I don't, well...
There's an office on the station, but it's closed when you get there.
Oh, of course it is.
Of course.
When are they open the next day?
Yep. 0800.
0800. Oh, that's really early. That's 8 a.m. for Brittany.
Okay.
Well, if I go back to ship and Yaz is about to party, Drix is about to party too.
Okay.
Brittany, you in? Make it a night of some trough liquor?
Someone has to keep you boys in line, so.
Nope.
Yeah. Evening party on the. Oh, wait, what's this station called?
CR3.
Sierra 3. Outside Colette's. Sorry, officer, I forgot where my ship was. I'm berthed in the monitor.
That's something you say every day.
That's right.
Did you say you burped?
Berthed.
Oh. That was saying barfed.
Barfed in the monitor. Well,
somebody did.
I'm sure of that.
You tell me how the night went.
It went well.
Nice.
Lawrence takes you to a club. A lot of Vargr there. A few Aslan are there.
Ooh.
Gnomes are there. Dashini are there. It's got some electronic music.
Which is what the kids like.
He wears earplugs. Has some booze. Nobody tries to rob you or mug you.
Well, that's good.
That's great.
Nobody.
That's good.
It's always nice to have a party where they're not mugging you.
True.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, nothing noteworthy happens there.
Okay. All right.
Day two, a nice morning together, putting up some of the new stuff, sleeping on a new mattress. Woo!
Right.
Well, I mean, Drix is done being here. He's ready to get to Flammarion, so...
Same here. I'm ready to...
There's no reason. I mean, we got everything we need, right?
Yeah.
Taking care of business. You've checked in.
Well, I guess it would be checking with Lawrence, right? What's Lawrence doing?
Yeah.
So, breakfast conversation with Lawrence.
I'm going to go collect the funds, collect the bill today. Everything's expected to be signed off by the local authorities. I'm just waiting for that. Going to put my notice in with the company.
Wow, so you're going to be a free agent then?
Yep.
Have we talked to Lawrence previously about...
joining?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, if you can join up.
Okay,
Okay, cool, yeah.
I was like, maybe we should have that conversation.
We should.
Well, once we get our money, there's no reason for us to be here anymore, so we get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go check in at the scout service, let them know that we're coming, and, well... Ship looks nice.
Right?
The ship looks nice. Ship looks better.
The ship looks better.
Still got wiring and stuff. Okay.
It looks nice.
We needed to buy more panels. This ship needs more panels.
How early are you going to the place?
Oh, God. Well, we're with a bunch of responsible former business owners and scientific professionals. We probably woke up in an early time. So probably, I'm going to guess it's probably past 8. And that's when I stroll on down to the scout. office.
All right. Anybody going with him?
I'll go.
More than invited to.
Yeah.
I want to take a little stroll down the Space Avenue.
Might see what your life is all about.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. You go back to the offices. You go into the door opens. It's a wide lobby. It's kind of full of people. Some people are in scout uniforms. There is a secretary at a desk.
Am I impressed? Can I roll to be impressed?
Roll to be impressed. Do you want to be impressed?
Let's see. Yeah, I'd say St. Drix wants to be impressed.
Yeah, it's a little. Hey, it's a little bigger than you thought it would be.
I want to know if these scouts are ironing their shirts and if they got some discipline and order.
Oh, you'll be impressed by the scouts.
Six.
Six? You're moderately impressed.
So there's some iron shirts out there.
There's some iron shirts.
Oh, good. Listen, you having your shirt freshly pressed is a very important part of the scout service. You never know who you're going to run into.
Yeah, you never know who's going to capture you.
Wrinkly shirt? What is this, an amateur hour? All right.
That was going to be in proper uniform and no Riker beards.
That's right. But then I'm not in anymore, so I guess I could have a Riker beard.
Yeah, you
could.
You got a mohawk.
I do have a mohawk, so I'm coming in a little saucy. Well, I've reported to the secretary to let her know that I want to use their trans system message beacon thing.
What is this about?
Official scout service. I give my identification.
She looks at your ID and is like, well, that's very nice, sir, but can you tell me what it is you need so I can put you in touch with the right people?
Oh, checking in with the office at Flammarion that I've acquired the high and dry and will be returning in, 10 weeks? However long it takes us to get back there.
Okay. She looks at her computer, types in her, how do you spell your name?
It's B-L-O-M. Blom.
Well, if you don't mind waiting a few moments, I think maybe the Scoutmaster would like to speak to you.
Well, okay.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, it's kind of does some more typing. At the name Scoutmaster.
Scoutmaster. Whoa! You got free coffee?
Yeah, there's coffee there.
Okay, we're going to be over there. Drake's going to get some free coffee. You can always tell a good scout station by the coffee that they put out.
There's some muffins, too.
Oh.
Speaking of coffee.
This place is very classy.
You have to wait about 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Well, I have a muffin, so it's okay.
A gentleman comes out. He is very clean cut. His hair is blue, but it is regulation.
Perfect.
And he's like, Drix Blom.
I give him a casual tilt of my head as acknowledgement that I'm Drix Blom.
Okay.
You know, that whole lift my head up sort of thing?
Hey, I'm Scoutmaster Davis. Come on back. Oh, yeah. Who are these people?
It's my crew.
Yeah, they can wait outside. Come on.
Do you have a
lounge
or suite for them to stay in?
Yeah, there's chairs all over the place.
Perfect. I go with him.
They found the coffee pot.
I'm going to drink all the coffee.
It's good. Well, technically, you're paying it with your space taxes, so it is your coffee.
It is.
He brings you down to a room. It's a very large office. He's got a desk. There's a window behind him. You can see the sphere of Callus drifting off into the distance as the station turns, going out of view of the window.
That sounds very impressive.
That's pretty impressive. You want to roll for it?
I want to know if this impresses me. Four.
Yes.
Okay, I'm impressed. Perfect.
You know that's going to become a meme, right?
Yes.
Roll to be impressed.
Roll to be impressed.
Roll to be impressed. So, Scout Second Class Drix Blom. He's looking at his computer. You have a very interesting career here.
Thank you.
So what is it that you needed to see us about?
Well, I've been out for more than 10 weeks with my mission. We've acquired, and I'd like to report back so they know or they expect that we're coming.
You have a mission?
I did.
It's my understanding that you've been deactivated.
Well, when you Oh man, I don't even know how to answer that. How would I answer that?
What was the dude's name that gave us the mission to go get the ship? I can't remember.
I don't remember his name.
Damn,
I know.
Damn you and your multiple notebooks.
I know. It's. Wait, what's Drix's int? It's 12. Drix would know. Drix would know, even if the player doesn't know. But he was the station chief. So I guess the Flamarian station. Drix would say the Flamarian station chief sent me to acquire the High and Dry. And it's my ship for services previously rendered.
Oh, okay. So you're sent from Flamarian to pick up the ship. Where's the ship?
Would I feel abnormal? Or would I feel that this is, I don't know, a tense situation? Like, why wouldn't the Scoutmaster know that?
Ooh, man.
See? That's what happens when you're in 10 weeks in space. You trust no one. Because then Drix would probably say, well, wouldn't that be on your computer there?
Well, I have here that I have your record. I have a record of a crew that was in possession of the High and Dry and is now wanted for conspiracy to defraud the government, stealing from the government, and rabble-rousing in general. And now here I have a crew of 3 people in my office who say they are in possession of the High and Dry.
It's true, there was a little rabble-rousing before we showed up.
You're on your own, man.
Yeah,
I'm drinking coffee.
What are your crewmates' names?
I'm drinking all the coffee.
Ooh. I guess that's... Ooh, do I have, like, intimidate or survival?
You
have persuade? No.
You
don't, I don't think
you
Drix
know, Smarty
is ready
Pants,
for
you haven't actually told him what your mission was.
I thought I did.
No, you just said you're on a mission.
I said to get the High and Dry and turn it back into Flamarian, didn't I? Well, then I'd say, well, this is... all part of what was already known is why my crew was sent to pick up the ship. If we can get a hold of the station chief in Flamarian, all this will check out.
Are you saying you have a letter of designation for the High and Dry?
Yes.
Do you have it on you?
It's on the ship. Why would I carry something like that around? You always keep that with the ship.
Well, why don't I have somebody escort one of your friends back to the ship to get the letter and then bring it back?
How about I get my phone call to Flamarian first.
You can't just call a planet on the other side of the...
We can?
The rift.
Man. Well, I would say Drix would be quite animate that he would like to have his message sent before a bunch of people are start walking around his ship. Scouts or no scouts.
So what kind of message do you want sent?
It would just be a general status report to let them know that we had found the ship, that... it's functional, if not stripped bare. No report of the crew that was there. And we have a dog. Oh, and also, of course, we single-handedly saved an entire planet from an exploding volcano.
Yeah, you know, just the small little things.
The small things.
Okay. Well, why don't you stay here and write your report and suppose somebody go gets your letter.
That sounds very scouty, and I agree.
Okay. Who are you going to send?
Guess, or am I free to go? Is
no.
this guy, like, following me and tracking me?
No, you're not free to go.
Oh. Well, I gotta
sit in his office and write the report.
You're being detained.
Okay. It's like, well, I gotta go talk to my crew then and let them know what's happening.
Well, just tell me who you want to see, and I'll send somebody to bring them in here.
Oh, well, then you bring them both in then.
Okay. All
right.
So somebody comes out, and looks like they're looking for somebody, and then they look at you guys. They wave you over.
Okay. I refill my coffee cup and head over there.
Nice. Don't forget a muffin.
Oh, yeah, grab a muffin too.
Right. Can you guys come with me, please?
Sure.
All right.
All right.
She takes you down the aisles, and you come into the office, the big office with the beautiful view, and Drix is sitting there with the Scoutmaster.
Going on, Drix?
This desk jockey over here is trying to say that we're the crew that messed up the doghouse.
Sounds like he's grasping for straws.
Definitely grasping for straws, but they want to escort you back to the ship to get the declaration we were given in Flamarian.
All right. You want to go, Pernicky, or want me to go?
I guess I can go.
All right. I'm going to sit here and send in my report, and then we should probably be heading out pretty soon if you get my drift.
I do.
Okay, so the lady brought you in is going to take you back to the boat.
Okay.
Do you tell him where it is?
Oh, he knows where the boat is. Oh, the declaration? It's in my stuff.
Right, so go look right in this stuff.
So I guess Vinicky and I are both going to go?
It's with the bows.
All right.
So I guess you and I are both going to the ship.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Cool.
Is that where we're
going? It's with his bells.
Sure.
So
it's with the bells.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So while they're gone, you write your report.
Yeah.
When you're done writing your report, he has somebody come take you to get fingerprinted.
Oh.
And then swabbed.
Oh, no, he swabbed me.
And then he brings back.
All standard scout practice.
And then he sits you in a waiting office for a while.
Show us where the bad men touched you, Drix.
Everywhere.
All right, so you guys go back to the boat. You find his paper without any problems.
Okay, cool.
And then,
who's going to the boat with us?
One of the scout people.
Just one of the scout people, okay.
Yeah. Wait, you didn't jumper?
No. Just curious
okay.
How they're doing this, if they're like having a whole
slew
of people, or if it's just one. Like,
the thought had crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
How much is the man watching us?
If you guys aren't going to jumper or anything, nothing exciting happens.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, we're in the right, so.
Right.
You bring the paper back. All right, Dritz. Like an hour later, the door to your waiting room opens, which isn't technically a cell. It's got a comfy chair in it.
Oh, that's nice.
And a bathroom.
Oh, that's even better.
And
I had a lot of coffee this morning.
Right?
So did I. The lady who left with them is now there. I mean, she's a scout. She's in uniform. And she's like, you can come with me, Scout Drix. Scout Blom.
Scout Blom.
Takes you back to the scoutmaster's office and sits you down.
I try to look like this is a great inconvenience to my time.
Okay. You want to roll for that?
Sure, I'll roll for that. Seven. Six.
He doesn't care.
Okay. This isn't his first desk job.
Can't be a jockey.
Hey. He's got a very excellent station, by the way.
And, yeah. So he says, Mr. Blom, sorry about the inconvenience, but, you know, we can't be too careful about who gets their hands on our inventory, and, you know, communications get quite delayed. Your ID checks out. Your letter checks out. And I read the report that was submitted about your picking up the ship on Walston. And the rescue of the monitor.
Heroic rescue.
If you say so. And we'll have to send... Everything seems to be in line. We'll have to send word to Flammarion just to double check that everything's kosher, which will take a couple weeks, take a few weeks. In the meantime, I feel comfortable offering you the services of our shipyard. And we can start the repairs. I'll have to get in touch with our unit to see when they could start, but I don't see any reason why we can't start the repairs here at our shipyards here instead of flying you all the way back. If that the ship's in bad condition as you are, you need a jump drive and stuff. I mean, by the time, even if your story doesn't check out, I mean, we got to fix the ship anyway, so.
Well, you know, the things they said about the Sierra 3 station is true. Good quality service. Thanks, Station Master.
Scoutmaster, he's not in charge of station.
I know what I said.
Okay. He smiles a little bit and says, all right, well, I'll contact you in a... well, you can go down there now. So tomorrow, why don't you go ahead and take your ship down to the shipyard on the lower port, and we'll get some guys in there. It'll take a couple days to see how long it's going to take to fix, but we'll get some guys in there. And get the word to you.
My crew's gonna need access to the ship, and anything that's gonna be done to the ship has to go through my engineer.
Well, we'll keep him in the loop, but I think
perfect.
We know what we're doing, and we'll get to
that scout service in the Superior.
Just get me their names, and we'll get some visitor badges for them. They
perfect.
Can have temporary access to the base.
All right, I'll talk to you secondary.
Yes, talk to the secretary.
Trix just leaves.
All right.
Peace out. That's saluting stuff. He's out. All right. Well, then I make sure that everyone on the crew is going to get access to the ship while it's in the station. And as long as I'm not, like, getting any bad vibes of getting followed or something, I'm going to go back to the crew and let them know that it looks like we may be here for a few weeks.
Ooh.
But the good news is they're going to fix the ship here so we don't have to hope the jump drive makes it all the way back to Flammarion.
Well, give and take. Hey, you know, make it work.
Okay.
Are we going to expect any trouble from the... from the scout service?
What kind of trouble?
Well, I mean, sure, it's their ship. Do they have, like, a process? I mean, we've been kind of moving on our own, but now they're going to be, I don't know, kind of officiating stuff.
Oh, I mean, the ship's really not going to be accessible for living while it's under repair, so you'll have to find someplace to stay.
Mm-hmm.
What about Kimmy with the quarantine?
They have places they can put animals. That kennel.
Oh. So we're kenneling Kimmy.
Yeah, better than quarantine, I think.
Better than quarantining.
They do the same thing in quarantine.
They're still going to put her in the kennel.
Yeah.
Well, the kennel's in quarantine.
Ah,
the quarantine kennel.
It's one in the same.
All right. Poor Kimmy.
Brinicky is showing a
alone, so
face of resolve. Yeah, that's right. We got a couple weeks.
Lawrence says that he's going to stay on the station because he's got to take care of his goods and all that stuff.
Okay.
Oh yeah, how'd his
he says you can hang at his place. It'd be crowded, but if you guys need a place to stay.
Hey.
Okay.
If you didn't want to, you know, stay on the surface or whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what it might be inconvenient to shuttle back and forth every couple days to that in the station or whatever. Also, station more expensive than the surface.
Makes sense.
True. Yeah, I can see that.
Do I get any scout discounts? Any local establishments?
No.
Aw, man, thank you for your service,
yeah,
huh?
Don't have an active card, man.
No,
but you're not retired.
Oh, that's right. I didn't retire. I just separated.
Been retired.
No,
but you're not retired.
Oh no,
I'm a free trader with Persuade. I might be able to get us a deal.
Ooh,
but I mean, we already got offered Lawrence's place, so I said we probably just take him up on that.
From one doghouse to another.
Oh,
that was really uncalled for.
Yeah, that was pretty intentional, Drix. Oh,
all right.
Listen, I didn't choose the scout life. The scout life chose me.
All right,
Lawrence gives us his house, and you call him a dog.
Yeah, I know. Drix got issues.
All right. So the next day, you guys need to move the ship.
Okay,
but you got a place to move it to,
and they'll kind of really and all that stuff.
And that brings us to the end of episode 8. Other than a brief moment of mistaken identity, things are looking up for our travelers on Sierra 1. But what awaits them on the surface of Kallus? Find out in our next episode. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any of the action. Find us on iTunes, drop us a review if you have time. Thanks again for exploring with us. Base out!